Hello, is Kent Helm there?
Yeah, it's him.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
No shit. Yeah.
Thank you. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices?
I'm a retired elected union official. I always vote, and my family always votes.
So would you say you are certain to vote in this November?
Big time.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
66.
Thank you. Now, what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
I'm a WASP, a white Anglo-Saxon American.
Thank you. And now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress.
I can't stand Trump.
Yes. And on a scale of from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. The first one is Marcy Kaptur as Congresswoman.
Approve.
And do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. The next one we have, Donald Trump as former president.
No. Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. The next one is Sherrod Brown as senator.
Don't really care for the man, but it's a flip of the coin.
And
I'm giving you.
Between somewhat approve and somewhat disapprove, where do you fall?
I said neither.
Okay. Thank you. And the last one is Joe Biden as president.
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. The first one we have on the list is First Energy.
I have no opinion on this stuff. I'm retired, and I really don't give a shit. Don't really care. I mean, I live comfortably. Nobody messes with me. I don't mess with nobody. So I'm fine.
Or is there anybody else at home who would be interested in helping us with a survey?
No, there is not.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, then. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye now.
Goodbye. Mm-hmm.